a rare recording of rock icon John Lennon. This is a Listen and Live audio production. John Winston Lennon, October 9th, 1940 to December 8th, 1980, was an English singer, songwriter, and musician. He gained worldwide fame as the founder, co-lead vocalist, and rhythm guitarist of the Beatles. His work included music, writing, drawing, and film. His songwriting partnership with Paul McCartney remains the most successful in history as the primary songwriters of the Beatles. The following is an interview from 1975.
John, let's talk about New York, first
of all. Bob.
Okay, because you've been here a good long time now and had a good chance to sort of digest the city. Yeah. I mean, how do you feel about New York as a city? Do you enjoy it here?
I still love it, yeah. I've been here three and a half or 4 years, something like that. Probably three and a half. The thing I like best about it is, A, it's 24 hours. And, you know, people are always saying, what's an American? You know? Well, people aren't always saying it. Actually, I'm saying it. But there's no such thing in a place like New York. You know, I don't know about the Midwest and all that, those kind of places. That's what, you know, is America, I suppose. But in New York, it's a bit like London, only more so. Mm-hmm. Like, meaning everybody's a foreigner, you know. Nobody can speak, there's no set language. You know, you get in a cab and you say, I want to go to West 44th Street, and they say, what do you say, you know? So it's like, it's that bit I like. That. Like, yeah. There's all the different nationalities here. And sometimes in the summer, it's like being in Calcutta or something. You can cut the heat with a knife, right? And you're always hearing congas going on in the park all the time. It's like a festival going on. And I just dig it.
How different is life in New York, say, by comparison with life in London? Because, I mean, I don't know New York very well at all, but first impression I get, I mean, from, say, a 34th-story window, I mean, the city looks amazing, but it feels very tense down on the street.
Well, I don't know. To me, it's no tenser than Liverpool or London was. I mean, on the street in Liverpool, unless you're in the suburbs, yeah, I mean, you had to walk close to the wall, you know? To get to the cabin, you know, for those of you who remember all that, it was no easy matter, even at lunchtime sometimes. You know, I mean, it's a tense place, you know? And Glasgow, Newcastle, London had it. When I first got to London, it was pretty nerve-wracking. We were all putting on, we're from Liverpool, and we're a tough bit. But there were some hard knocks down in London, you know? And I think that's what you feel. It's almost the difference between Liverpool and London, London and New York. And it has that tenseness, but it's just that it's going at a tremendous speed, you know. I don't know why, but it is, you know. Mm. So people are that kind of tenseness, you know.
Mm. What about the music business in New York, John? I mean, say, for example, places to play, because there seems so much more activity here in that respect as well.
Yeah, well, the whole music business was here. A lot of it's moved to the West Coast, you know, like, because a lot of people like to go and lie out there, you know. So a lot of the industry's gone down there. But there's still plenty of studios, you know, and musicians. There's almost cliques, which I'm not keen on. That's why I like to use, you know, a few different people from different areas. But there's a lot of action here, a lot of good musicians. And, of course, all the English musicians pass through here and they cut tracks or they goof around, you know. So there's always input coming in, you know. And I generally stick to the same studio because, you know, I'm like that with doctors and dentists, you know, find one, stick with it. You know?
Yeah. How many studios are there in town?
I have no idea. There must be a good 50 or 60. There's places out, somebody was telling me about out in Jersey, where they cut Shame, Shame, Shame. They've got a great scene going there, which I haven't visited, because that's like going to the Sticks, you know, or something, although it's only around the corner. Mm. And they have these men that just clock in, do tracks, you know, and then they bring a singer in and put them on if the track's any good. So there's a lot of that kind of thing going on. Mm.
I get the impression, really, too, that there's a much greater kind of general awareness of rock music in this country. I mean, I saw on the television yesterday that there was a news item on Jethro Tull and their gig at Madison Square Gardens the other night. I mean, is there a greater awareness of rock music over here?
Well, then, I mean, they are... Profit isn't too dirty a word here, you know, as they say. And Madison Square is the place, you know. I mean, when anybody tours America or comes from England, wherever they come from, they have to hit Madison Square Garden and the place in L.A., which I can't remember. You know, I mean, that's the ones that count. The rest is just travel. Mm. And it's a big event, you know. And the local...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?